This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available through Harris Farm Market stores. Melbourne's meatless gold rush and why Selag startups are swapping cities and betting on Victoria. New Zealand, meanwhile, seems stuck in regulatory limbo and risk-averse funding circles, unable to match the infrastructure or urgency. In case you missed the memo, Melbourne is quietly becoming the cell ag capital of the Southern Hemisphere. Forget the sheep and dairy vibes of old-school New Zealand. The real action in cultivated meat and cellular agriculture is now happening across the ditch in Victoria. And companies like Oppo Bio, Media City Scientific, Cytopharms, and Happy Petto are setting up shop with a purpose. Access, incentives, and yes, cold, hard cash. Take Oppo Bio, a B2B cell line outfit originally based in Auckland, New Zealand. In 2025, it quietly shifted its R&D to Melbourne's CoLabs, a swanky biomanufacturing hub offering far more than nice glass walls. What's the draw? Victoria's government is literally funding these lab dreams. From the Industry R&D Infrastructure Fund, offering up to $2 million in matched funding, to Breakthrough Victoria's $2 billion war chest, startups are getting runway and lab time without the death-by-pitch deck grind. Add in Australia's generous R&D tax offset, up to 43.5% refund for eligible expenses, and you've got a financial no-brainer. But it's not just the money, it's the momentum. Media City Scientific is cooking up a chemically defined alternative to fetal bovine serum, FBS, one of the last ethical bottlenecks in the cultivated meat pipeline. Cytopharms wants to give Aussie farmers the keys to the cell agi kingdom. Happy Petto, a Singaporean startup, is growing meatless meals for your furry mate. Pythag Tech from the UK is dropping lab monitors and Intel platforms into the mix. Cell Bauhaus is building the software layer to push synthetic biology faster and cheaper. It's a tech stack meets a petri dish, and Melbourne is becoming the petri dish meets Silicon Valley of the alt-protein world. So why Melbourne, not Sydney or Auckland? Simple. Victoria bet big on science, R&D and next-gen manufacturing, and companies are following the signal. New Zealand, meanwhile, seems stuck in regulatory limbo and risk-averse funding circles, unable to match the infrastructure or urgency. Helping solidify this shift is Cellular Agriculture Australia, providing a more unified front for startups in cultivated meat, fermentation, and synthetic biology by mapping the ecosystem, advocating for policy change, and connecting emerging players under one roof. As the global cultivated meat sector starts demanding real products, not just prototypes, it's not surprising these companies want to be where the action and government co-investment is. Cellagy is no longer a sci-fi experiment. It's a tech-led gold rush. And in 2025, all roads are leading to Melbourne. Audio sponsors link is at bottom of article,